Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. I hope that your start of your week has been a good week, and I hope you had a beautiful weekend and a weekend ahead of you. As always, I thank everybody that listens, and I also thank everyone that has purchased my book. I really appreciate the support. Today's episode is, Are You There, God? And I named it that because that's how I feel. Like, God, are you there? Like, I'm going to get any reprieve or any good news or anything other than what I've been going through for so long? I feel like I am stuck, and I'll try to keep a positive disposition, and I try to be okay. You know, I tend not to say I'm okay when I'm not okay, because that doesn't help anything. But there are times more often than not that I'm wondering if God is there, or God, where are you? Like, how much longer do you think that I can survive like this? Like, I can't do nothing without you, and I'm just in this place of just scratching and surviving, so to speak, and trying to come to terms with everything, and, you know, learning to trust God and trying to keep my faith. It's just so much going on all at once, and I have no direction, I feel like, other than trust God, you know, and I'm trying, you know, in this, you know, trust is hard when nothing's happening, and, you know, naturally I have trust issues, and, you know, spiritually I'm finding it, you know, hard to trust God, and maybe, you know, part of that is because he's not doing it the way I want him to do it, or it doesn't look like what I thought it would look like. But regardless of that, nothing's happening either way. My way, his way, or what I want it to look like, you know, like nothing's happening. And I'm just stagnant. I'm at this place of frustration and tiredness. And, you know, I try not to say that I'm tired. But I am tired. Like, I'm tired of being here. Like, I wanna win. I want something, you know. And you know, battle fatigue, battle weary. Yeah, that's me. And I'm trying to see the light, so to speak, at the end of this tunnel, in between something. You know, it's like God give me a sign that I'm gonna be okay. You know, a sign that I'm gonna survive this. Because if I'm truly honest with you all, I don't see me surviving this. I've been in it so long. And when I tell you nothing's happening, nothing's happening. No job. Know a lot of things. And I am overwhelmed because there's nothing that I can do. Only thing I can do is look for a job, put in the application, you know, do the interview. At the end of the day, it's their choice whether to hire me or not. I have hopes and dreams, but I can't move forward. I can't go backwards. I can't go sideways. I can't do anything. If God doesn't step in and intervene. And I'm at this place of not trying to necessarily figure it out. And I know that I'm not going to understand everything. You know, I, you know, things that have happened, I, you know, I'm not necessarily trying to figure that out because it's just a waste of time. But I am trying to figure out, like, God, like, what do you want from me? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you're not telling me anything. I'm not hearing nothing. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm sad. I'm depressed. And I, you know, I get, you know, maybe I don't go to church with the right mind. I don't understand, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And it makes me sad. It makes me try to figure things out and why and so much. Like, I just feel like I want God so badly. Like, you know, there are times that I'm, you know, I'm up in the middle of the night and I'm like praying and I'm like begging God to just help me and to like do something for me. Like, I am at my wit's end. I just don't know, you know? It's like, you know, I'm crying out for God to help me, and He's not doing anything. And, you know, as the song said, you know, how could God love me and let me go through so much? And I just feel like I feel abandoned by God on some level. I feel like alone. And I don't understand, like, you know, I feel like God has forsaken me. And I just want to thrive and like be okay and become the best version of myself that I can be. And there's so much I don't understand. And, you know, again, I'm probably not supposed to understand it. But I also, you know, I think I have spent time, you know, I told you guys before, like, you know, I have spent time, you know, I just want to prove to God that I'm worthy on some level. You know, I know that, you know, I'm not worthy of, you know, God's goodness, you know. But I want to show God that you can trust me. Like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. And you know, I had thought about, you know, just ending my podcast altogether, because I just don't know. I know that I'm probably sad probably 98% of the time. I put on a good face, but I'm sad 98% of the time, because as much as I try to smile and laugh, I know that I have life going on, and just as quickly as, you know, I smile, the smile fades away, because my thought process is, how you gonna pay the car payment? How you gonna get you and the girls into a new place? And how are you gonna manage? And, you know, and I hate asking people for anything, you know, because it's just not my way. And I'm just not doing too good. You know, I want to do good. I want to accomplish everything that I've envisioned and dreamed of. And I want to be good for me. Because I do know, if, you know, if I'm not good for me, I'm not good for anybody else. And, you know, I'm an overthinker, and, you know, I think about how I've poured so much into so many, and not enough into myself. And I'm tired of just being frustrated, wondering where God is in all of this. Is he going to come see about me? And I try to, you know, get up every day with the mindset of, you know, today just might be that day. But my prayer every day is, even if today is not that day, God, don't let me break before my breakthrough. And more often than not, I feel like I'm not going to survive this. I'm not going to make it. And I want, with every fiber in my being, to make it out of this, to have a testimony that I made it. Right now, I'm just pushing through and not really doing a good job of pushing through. And I understand the concept of God's timing. I understand it very much. I understand that I have to wait on Him and what God is doing is what He needs to do, you know. And then I also have that part of me that wants God to understand that I might not make it, that I'm crumbling under the weight of depression and anxiety and my fear and my inability to be to me what I've been to everybody else and what it feels like, my inability to get God to just give me something that lets me know that I'm going to be okay. And I go to church every Sunday and I hear the word and I try to take it in. I try to, you know, use it to get me through the rest of the week and, you know, build on it. It just doesn't help me for some reason. I'm not sure. I just want to be okay. And I want to get through this. Like I want to win, you know? And then, you know, I often say, you know, don't worry about the W-H-E-N, but, you know, I've been here so long that I am worried about the wind, because I am slowly dissipating. I'm crumbling under the weight of everything that I'm going through. And I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm tired of fighting. Like, I'm tired of fighting. It's like, can't give up, and you're tired at the same time, and you want God to just do anything but this. And I found that I've started to hate the person that allow people to misuse and abuse me and take my kindness for weakness. And there are days that I very much want to be this hateful person, because there's a part of me that somehow makes me feel better, to make me feel better, that I can, I don't want to be the empathetic person. I don't want to be the person that just forgives easily and forgets and keep on. And when I'm hurt, I just push through it and I'm okay because I love this person, or, they're my family, or, I very, very much have grown to hate that person. And on the other hand, I know no other way to be. I'm not perfect, but neither am I a hateful person. I know that, although I may think something, I know that I will continually be that loving person that forgives easily and hold on to the people that I love. And I am holding on, barely, but I'm holding on. And I just want God to come and see about me sooner rather than later, because I am battle weary, and this soldier is trying to hold on. They say the darkest hour is just before the breaking of day and night. God, the hour has been dark for so, so long. And the breaking of day hasn't come for me yet. And I'm always honest with myself these days, because God, I don't see no light at the end of this tunnel. And maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I just can't see it. I try to do positive things. I try to show up And I just feel like, you know, showing up or, you know, whether it's for the kids, my church, or people, friends, if it doesn't, showing up, it doesn't, it just, I guess it's momentarily gratification for myself, but it's not helping me any. It's not giving me any, like, hope. And I hate that I, you know, feel like that, but it's just not, you know, giving me any, you know, help in my in this space I'm in. It's just, I just don't know anymore. And I want, you know, I just feel like God is punishing me. I feel like, you know, okay, God, what can I do? Like, what can I do to, like, you know, speed up this process? Like, because I'm tired of hurting, and I'm tired of being here, and I don't want to be in this space anymore. Like, God, are you coming to my rescue? Like, are you coming to help me? Like, I need you, and I want you. And I just, like, I need to know, God, are you there? Because your girl not doing too good. And I want to stay in the flow of your blessings, but I don't feel anything. I don't, there's no blessings coming my way, and I'm fighting. I got my granddaughters, God, and I'm failing them because I'm failing me. And you said, you know, be there for them. I'm not even a whole of myself. I'm just a shell of my, I don't even know if I'm a shell of my former self, but I'm, God, I need you. Like, I'm crying out and I'm begging. I'm just like, why won't you answer? Like, God, why won't you come see about me? Please. Please, God. Please come see about me.